Panchanga Bhakti, Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopi Vastraharana Leela, Dasma Skanda, 10th Canto, Chapter 22. Krishna steals the garments of the unmarried gopis. Text 1. Sri Shuku Vacha, Hemante Pratame Masi, Nanda Braja Kumarika, Cheyur Havishyam Punjana Katyayan Yarchanavratam. Shukadeva Goswami said, during the first month of the winter season, November, December, the young unmarried girls of Gokul observed the vow of worshipping Goddess Katyayani. For the entire month, they ate only unspiced khichdi. Hemante is the month of Mrigashirsha, and Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mrigashirsha Masaham, he said, among all the different months of the year, I am the month of Mrigashirsha. So this is a special month, as Kartik is a special month for Radharani. Mrigashirsha, special month for Krishna. Havishan, which the gopis ate, is a kind of food prepared by boiling together mung dal and rice without any spices or turmeric. This purifies the body. The gopis were eating this for 30 days consecutively and worshipping the goddess Katyayani, who was Durga or Mahamaya, but they were worshipping her in the mood of her internal aspect of Yogamaya. So this chapter 22, Krishna steals the garments of the unmarried gopis, Gopi Vastraharana, describes how the gopis, out of fervent desire, got association of Bhagavan Sri Krishna on the topmost platform of ecstatic love. It also describes how they worship Goddess Katyayani and thus perfectly arouse the wonderful mercy of the Lord. And it describes how Krishna gave benediction to the gopis by stealing their garments. And Vishwanath says that the Purva Anurag of the married gopis in fall was already discussed in chapter 21, Veno Gita. And now the same Purva Anurag of the unmarried gopis, Kanyakumaris, in connection with Hemanta season is being discussed. Even though their affection for Krishna as an intimate associate is already established, still the Kanyakumaris, following the ways of ordinary human beings, perform the worship of Devi to get Krishna as their husband. The virgin gopis, Braja Kumarikas, they worship Goddess Katyayani to attain Krishna as their husband. After describing the Purva Rag of the married gopis, such as Radhika, toward Krishna in the autumn season, there is a description of the Purva Rag of the unmarried Nityasthita gopis, such as Danya, in connection with the Hemanta season. Purva Rag is a type of vipralamba, or intense loving attachment and separation before one actually meets the beloved. Although in fact, the distinction between these Kumari gopis performing a brat in the month of Mrigashirsha or Hemanta and the gopis like Radha is made in Harivamsa and Vishnu Puran and Brahma Puran in such verses as the following. The young unmarried gopis gathered together while it was still dark. Yuvatir Gopakanyascha Ratro Sankalya Kalavit. Text 2 and 3. Aplutyam Basikalindhya Jalante Choritain Terune Kritva Pratikritim Devim Anarchur Nipashai Katim Gandher Malye Srabi Surab Bibhir Balibhir Dupa Deepake Uchavat Chaish Chupahare Pravala Falatandule. After bathing in the water of the Yamuna, as the sun was rising, the Brajakumaris made a deity of goddess Durga out of earth on the river bank. Then they worshipped her with sandalwood pulp and ghee lamps, fruits, betel nuts, fresh leaves, fragrant garlands, and incense. Text 4. And this is the mantra that they chanted. Not only did they do puja and tapasya of getting up early and bathing in the cold, icy waters of Jamuna in the month of November, December, but they also, and strict fasting, but they also chanted a mantra to worship their Ishta. Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayogin Yadishvari Nandagopasutam Devi Patimme Kurute Namaha Iti Mantram Chapantyasta Pujam Chakru Kumarika. Each of the Brajakumaris performed her worship while chanting the following mantra, which translates as, O Goddess Katyayani, O Great Potency of the Lord, O Possessor of Great Mystic Power and Mighty Controller of All, please make the son of Nanda Maharaj my husband. I offer my obeisances unto you. So Vishwanath says, although the gopis are praying to Katyayani to make the son of Nanda Maharaj their husband, Katyayani Ma may object by saying to the gopis, oh gopis, when you say, please do it, please make Nanda Nandan my husband, what does that have to do with me? You should be allowed to do whatever you wish in this matter. I, on the other hand, shall simply inspire your parents to do the needful in this matter. Therefore, you should rather use the words, please cause someone to do it, or please give this. Anticipating this objection, the gopis say in anxiety, O great yogini, my connection with Krishna should be immediately arranged by you, without the unnecessary disturbance of my parents. I am too anxious and cannot wait. Besides, Krishna has not taken brahminical initiation yet, so, according to the Vedic rules, he is not ready for or qualified yet for marriage. Therefore, goddess, overlook the proper rituals of marriage and then let us marry Krishna immediately in the Gandharva's style. Gandharva marriage is a love marriage by personal agreement without parental sanction. Hearing this from the Brajakumaris, Katyayani may object, hey gopis, you are thinking of Krishna as your husband and you are anxious to have intimate connection with him even without your parents knowing? How can I possibly fulfill this desire of yours? The gopis, one gopi replies, O Adishwari, you have all the powers. There is nothing impossible for you to accomplish. You are Mahamaya, the supreme enchantress. Therefore, by the power of illusion, you should bewilder my parents, so they will not know of my marriage and the secret of my intimate association with Krishna. If you take, Vishnath goes on, taking the word in the verse Devi, Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi, taking the word Devi to mean Divyati, which means play, it refers to Krishna who plays and causes one to play, Devyati. Therefore, the gopi says, Devi means Krishna is indeed the husband, so please make him so. Such a status of being a husband can be affected without marriage. And thus there is no harm, even if I am married to some other cowherd man. In this way, each of the gopis separately meditates on the meaning of the mantra chanted to petition Goddess Katyayani. Kavikarnapur and Ananda Vrindavan Champu explains that the gopis pray thus, O worshipable Devi, please accept this padya foot wash and cool off our burning breasts with the water from Krishna's feet. We worship you with this argya, so please give us the association of Krishna, who is Maharga, most worshipable. The goddess Kaityayani, a form of Durga mentioned in this verse by the Brajakumaris, is not the illusory energy of Krishna called Mahamaya, but she is rather Krishna's internal potency, Chit Shakti, known as Yogamaya. The distinction between the internal and external potency of the Lord is described in the Narada Pancharatra in the conversation between Shruti and Vidya. Quote, Mahavishnu's inferior potency, known as Durga, is dedicated to his loving service. Being the Lord's potency, this inferior energy of Durga is non-different from him, Mahavishnu Sarupini. There is another superior potency, however, whose form is on the same spiritual level as that of God himself. Simply by understanding scientifically this supreme potency, one can immediately achieve the supreme soul of all souls, who is the Lord of all lords. There is no other process to achieve him. That supreme potency of the Lord is known as Gokuleshwari, the goddess of Gokul. It is the nature of Gokuleshwari Devi to be completely absorbed in love of God, Prema Sarvasva. And through her, one can easily obtain the primeval God, the Lord of all that be. The internal potency of Bhagavan Sri Krishna has a covering potency, Avarika Shakti, known as Mahamaya, who rules the material world. And thus, everyone within the universe falsely identifies himself with the material body. Vishnath explains, we can thus understand that the internal and external potencies of the Supreme Lord are personified as Yogamaya and Mahamaya respectively. The name Durga is sometimes used, surprisingly enough, to refer to the internal superior potency as mentioned in the Pancharatra quotation. In all mantras used to worship Krishna, the presiding deity is the spiritual Durga. Thus, in the transcendental sound vibrations, glorifying and worshiping the Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, the presiding deity of the particular mantra or hymn, is called Durga. To confuse the Yogamaya Durga with the Mahamaya Durga is a mistake. Furthermore, although the pastimes of Braj are on the platform of pure transcendence, Shuddha-sattva, they somewhat resemble material pastimes in appearance. Therefore, there is no fault in the gopis' worship of Durga or Mahamaya. Independent thinkers who think that the name of Durga and Mahamaya refer exclusively to the external potency of the Lord have no chance of getting even a touch of the breeze carrying a scent of prema on their bodies. This is from Vaishnav Toshini. The conclusion is that a sincere devotee of Krishna will never imagine any material quality to exist in the transcendental gopis, who are the most exalted devotees of Sri Krishna. The only motivation in all the activities of the gopis of Braj, or damsels of Braj, was simply to love and satisfy Krishna. Text 5. Evam masamvratam cheru kumarya krishna chaitasaha vajrakalim samanarchur bhuyananda sutapati. Thus, for the entire month of Mrikashirsha, the damsels of Braj executed their vow and properly worshipped the goddess Bhadrakali, or Katyayani, fully absorbing their minds in Krishna and meditating upon the following thought: may the son of Nanda become my husband. Text 6. Ushas yutaya gotre swear anyonya bhada bahava krishna mucher jagur yantya kalindyam snatama anvaham. Each day the gopis rose at dawn, calling out to one another by name. They all held hands and loudly sang the glories of Krishna while going to the Kalindi to take their bath. The Jamuna. Krishna says they called each other by name. Oh, Danya, where are you? Why are you late? Text 7. Nandya kadachit agatya tire nikshipya purvavat vasamsi krishnam gayantyo vijaru salile mudam. One day they came to the bank of the Yamuna and put aside their clothing as they had done before and happily played in the water while singing the glories of Krishna. And this was the full moon day when the gopis were completing their 1 month vow. To celebrate the successful completion of their vow, the Braja Kumaris invited Vrishabhanunandini, Radha, who was the special object of their affection, along with other main gopis, and brought them all to the river to bathe. Their playing in the Yamuna was meant to serve as the avabritya snan, the ceremonial bath taken immediately upon the completion of a Vedic sacrifice. Text 8. Bhagavams tad abhipritya krishna yogeshwareshwaraha vayasya avritas tatra gattas tad karmasiddhaye. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the master of all masters of mystic yoga, was aware of the gopis' actions. Thus he went to the riverbank, surrounded by his young companions, Toward the gopis, the perfection of their endeavor, Vishwanath explains. Being omniscient, Yogeshwara, Krishna easily understood the desires of the gopis, and he would fulfill them. The gopis, like all young girls from respectable families, considered the embarrassment of appearing naked before a young boy to be worse than death. Yet, Krishna made them come out of the water of the Yamuna and bow down to him. Although the gopis' bodies were fully developed, and although Krishna met them in a secluded place and brought them fully under his control, there was not a trace of material desire in his mind. As the ocean of transcendental bliss, Sri Krishna wanted to share his bliss with the gopis on the spiritual platform, completely free of mundane lust. The word and the verse, vayasye, vayasandhi, young companions, means that Krishna's friends or gopas that were with him were mere toddlers, 2 or 3 years old, whereas Krishna was a blooming 6-year-old. Well, actually 7 years old at this time. Gopis were 6, and a year later he was 8 in the Rasa dance, and they were 7. These young boys accompanying Krishna when he stole the clothes of the gopis, they were completely naked and unaware of the difference between male and female. When Krishna went out to herd the cows, these particular young toddlers followed Krishna, because they were so attached to Krishna that they could not bear to be without him. The Krama Deepika says, Krishna was surrounded by babies who spoke in broken language, who wore tiger nails around their necks and tinkling bells around their waists, and who had fat thighs. The Gotamiya Tantra lists the names of the boys as Dama, Sudama, Vasudama, and Kinkini. They were the very personification of Krishna's heart. Text 9. Tasam vasam yupadhaya nipam maruya sattvaraha hasadbi prahasan bale parihasam vachaha. Taking the girl's garments, Krishna quickly climbed to the top of a kadamba tree, and he laughed loudly, and his companion toddler boys also laughed loudly. Krishna addressed the girls jokingly. Vishwanath says that the small boys, they laughed for no reason. By laughing loudly, Prahasan, Krishna called attention to himself hiding in the tree, and then joked with the Braja Kumaris. He says, "Oh, young girls of Braj, do you know who has put all these clothes on the branch of the Kadamba tree? While herding the cows, I saw them from far away, and I thought, oh, today the Kadamba tree is looking very attractive, with colorful flowers and fruits. To see this astonishing spectacle, I came running here and climbed this tree." The damsels of Braja replied, "They are our clothes." Krishna, "That cannot be. If they were yours, then how did they get up on this branch of the tree?" Gopis, "You have stolen them and put them there." Krishna, "Are you blaming me, Nanda Nandan, the son of King Nanda? You're saying, am I a thief? If you doubt me, then go to Mathura and complain to King Kamsa." Gopis, "Don't get angry. Just look at the clothing and see if they are women's or men's clothing." Krishna. According to my understanding, they must be women's clothing because they are so colorful. But so what? Are you the only women in the universe? Could these not be the clothes of some other women? Gopis. That's true, but who else besides us can come to this secluded forest? Krishna. Oh, girls who like to wander in lonely places. Are you the only women that wander in lonely places and play privately? Gopis. Oh, fool, we did not come here to play. We came to worship Durga, the deity of this Kadamba tree. Krishna. Are you the only young women worshipping Durga? Are there no others? Gopis. There are no others. Krishna. Oh, foolish ones, what do you know? Every night, the Swarga Devis, demigoddesses, come here on their Pushpa Vimans, celestial vehicles, to worship Durga. Gopis. Even if they did perform worship here, why would they leave their clothing here and go away without their clothes? Krishna. Oh, young girls, you don't know anything. Tonight they will come again and perform worship. After bathing, they will don these clothes. That is why they left him here. Gopis. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know the truth. Today we will perform worship. The deity of the forest has placed those clothes high up in the tree for us to wear after bathing. Text 10. Atragatya bala kamam swam samvasa pragriyatam satyam brivani no narma yad yuryam pratikarshita. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, my dear girls, you may each come here as you wish and take back your garments. I am telling you the truth. I'm not joking with you, since I see you are all fatigued from executing severe vows. So this verse illustrates how Krishna is joking with the damsels of Braj. Krishna says, Gopi said, if these clothes are really yours, then come here if you like and identify them. You can take them after paying me one small necklace each in order to satisfy me after you have insulted me. Each one of you should come individually, not all at once or two or three together, because out of greed for the cloth of one woman will take more than one cloth. Gopi said, we cannot go there. Said Krishna, oh, girls, weak ones, Abala, you have become weak due to your intense austerities, and therefore you cannot walk over to this tree. Abala also means, if you do not do this, however, I will not give the clothing, because I am strong, Bala. What can you, Abalas, weak women, do to me? Gopis. We do not trust your crafty words. Krishna says, I am telling the truth. I make a vow to you. I am not joking. I see that you are exhausted from the difficulties of your vow. Because of your austerities, I am upholding the principles of religion by showing mercy and devotion to you. Text 11. Namayo dikta purvam bha anritam tadame vidu ekai kasha pratich chadvam sahai veti sumadhyama. Krishna said to the gopis, I have never before spoken a lie, and these boys know it. Therefore, O slender-waisted girls, please come forward, either one by one or all together, and pick out your clothes. Vishwanath says the gopis replied to Krishna, Krishna, because you are a liar, we don't believe your words. Krishna bit his tongue while saying in reply, I have never told any lies. From birth until now, I have not had any occasion to lie. What is the proof? These young boys with me are of the witnesses. They are reliable as witnesses because they naturally report whatever they see. Gopis. Listen. From far away, please throw the clothes to us in the water, or just have your young friends bring them to us. Krishna. I can't do that. I can't discern one woman's clothes from another. How then can I throw them to you? Being a very religious person, I do not touch the possessions of others, even with my fingernail. Therefore, you must come here, identify your own clothes and take them. It is my firm rule not to touch, take, or give the things of others. Gopis, because you're so impudent, you can embarrass us like this. Due to this fear and the fact that we are respectable women, we will not come out of the water and approach you. Krishna, one of the young girls among you all can come forward. If you see that she is not embarrassed and returns to you, then the other gopis can come one by one, or you can all come together. If you come as a group, it would be impossible to become embarrassed. The head is the topmost part of the body, and it is very beautiful. So please show me your heads. If you can show your heads, then you should not be embarrassed to show me your other beautiful limbs, including your beautiful slender waist. Sumadhyama. Text 12. Tasya tat shrelitam drishtva gopya prema pariplutaha ridita preksha chanyonyam jata hasa nanireyu. Seeing how Krishna was joking with them, the Brajakumaris became fully immersed in love for Krishna. And as they glanced at one another, they began to laugh and joke among themselves, even in their embarrassment. But still, they did not come out of the water. The gopis were thinking, to make Krishna happy, I think we should not be so self-conscious. The gopis began to joyfully talk among themselves. Glancing at one another, they became embarrassed. The gopis were from most respectable families, and at that time they might have argued with Krishna, saying, why don't you simply leave our clothes on the bank of the river and go away from here? Krishna replied, but there's so many of you that some of the girls might take the clothes belonging to another girl. Gopis, we are very honest girls, and we never steal anything. We never ever touch another's property. Krishna, well, if that's true, then simply come and get your clothes. What's the difficulty? When the gopis saw Krishna's determination, they were filled with loving ecstasy. Although embarrassed, they were overjoyed to receive such intimate, personal attention from Krishna. He was joking with them as if they were his wives or girlfriends, and the gopis' only desire was to achieve such a relationship with Krishna. At the same time, the Braj gopis were embarrassed to be seen naked by Krishna, but still they could not help laughing at his joking words, and even began to joke among themselves. One gopi said to another gopi, "Oh, lotus-eyed one, Krishna's calling you." The second gopi answered, "Oh, beautiful-faced one, you go first and let us see if Krishna plays any tricks on you. Then we will go later on." And this way they joked among themselves, but remained in the water without moving. Text 13. Evam bruvati govinde Narman akshipta chetasaha Akanta magnas shito de Vipamanas tamabruvam. As Sri Govinda spoke to the gopis in this way, his joking words completely captivated the gopis' minds. Submerged up to their necks in the cold water, they began to shiver. Thus they addressed Krishna as follows. Krishna says, in this way Govinda continued to joke. The word Govinde means one who speaks in sweet ga words, such as following, as the following. Krishna said, "Oh, dark-eyed girls, if you don't come here, I will tie all these clothes to a branch of the tree and make a hammock and a pillow and lie down on that hammock and swing peacefully, since I now am quite sleepy due to having stayed up all night." Gopis, "Oh, Gopal, your cows are greedy for grass. Thus they have gone into a mountain cave. You must go quickly and herd them back on the proper path." Krishna, "Oh, Gopabala, cowherd girls, you should quickly leave here and go to Braj to do your household duties. You should not make your parents and elders suffer." Gopis, "Our dear Krishna, we will not go home for an entire month, for it is by the order of our parents and other elders that we are executing this vow of fasting, upavas, nakat yayani brat." Krishna, "My dear austere ladies, I too, by the strength of seeing you, have now developed a surprising mood of detachment from family life. I wish to stay here also for a month and execute the vow of dwelling in the clouds, nabovas. If you are merciful to me, I will come down from the tree and observe the vow of fasting in the water, jalavasavrat, along with you." The gopis were completely captivated by Krishna's joking words. But out of shyness, they submerged themselves in the water up to their necks, trembling from the cold and also from their anxiety, joy, and eagerness. The gopis addressed Krishna as follows. Text 14. Manayam bok kritash tvam tu nanda gopa sutam priyam janimonga braja shlagyam Dehi vasam shivepita. The Braja Kumari said, "Oh, our dear Krishna, don't be unfair. We know you are the respectable son of Nanda, and you are honored by everyone in Braj. You are very dear to us. Please give back our clothes. We are shivering in the cold water of the Yamuna." Krishna, the gopis are trying to satisfy Krishna by using one of the four diplomatic principles known as sama, pacification. The gopis said, "Oh Krishna, you are born in a cultured family, so you should not do unworthy activities, anarya." Krishna, "It is obvious that you do not respect me, for you are not afraid of calling me bad names. Gopis, we do not know any other places of Braj, but we know that you, the son of the king of Nanda, furthermore, you are praised and loved by all the Brajvasis. Krishna, O foolish women, if I am the king's son, then what wrong can I do? If you say the king's son should not do any wrong actions, then I say, if I am doing wrong, how can I be praised and loved by everyone in Braj, as you say? It is not possible to praise or love a wrongdoer. Gopis, yes, that is true. We simple women are ignorant of how to speak. Please forgive us. Therefore, and give us our clothing. We are shivering with cold. With these words, the Brajakumaris invoke Krishna's mercy. Text 15. Shama Sundara Te Dasya Karavama Tavoditam Dehiva Samsi Dharmagya Nached Ragye Pruvamahe. O Shama Sundara of Dharmagya, we are your maidservants and must do whatever you say. But give us back our clothing. You know what the religious principles are. If you don't give us our clothes, we will have to tell King Kamsa. Please. Vishnath. In this verse, the gopis continue their attempts to pacify Sama, Krishna. Taking the word Sham with a dental S as Sham in Chitsuka's reading of the word. He's a commentary. With this meaning, the gopis said, we, being your maidservants, will carry out your word. It is only fitting for us to have an attitude of service to you who are the king. Moreover, because you are very beautiful, Sundara, we have become your servants, and under the guise of being servants, we will offer our very selves to you. After using Sama, now the gopis are employing the diplomatic principle of Bhed, the process of dividing. By using rough language to weaken Krishna, the gopis said, O Dharmagya, O knower of religious principles, you will be acting irreligiously if you steal the wealth of chastity from women and see them naked. Seeing that it was futile to instill fear of irreligion in Krishna, the gopis then resorted to threats to instill fear. If you do not give our clothing, we will complain to the king, either your father, King Nanda, or the king of the district, King Kans. Text 16. Shri Bhagavan Avacha Bhavatyo Yadi Me Dasyo Mayuktam Va Karishyata Atra Gatya Sava Samsi Pratichchata Shuchi Smita No Chennaham Pradasye Kim Krudo Raja Karishyasi Krishyati. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, if you girls of Braj are actually my maidservants, and if you will really do what I say, then come here with your innocent smiles, and let each girl pick out her clothes. If you don't do what I say, I won't give them back to you. I mean, even if the king becomes angry, what can he do? Vishwanath. After being defeated by their own words, the gopis stood speechless. Then Krishna replied, we will now test the truthfulness of your words. If you are really my servants, then you will do whatever I say. Now, please come forward with a smile and take your clothes. If you are not true to your words and fail this test of Dharma, then I will not return your clothes. The verse has a phrase, Shuchi Smita, which means smile, Smita, expressing conjugal love, Shuchi. Thus the gopis reveal their true inner feelings towards Krishna with their smiles full of conjugal affection. Krishna continued, as I am stronger, you should use Sama instead of Beda. If you make the king angry, what can you accomplish? Text 17. Tato jalashayat sarva darika shita vepita panibhyam yonamachadya proteru shita karshita. Then, shivering from the painful cold, all the young girls rose up out of the water, covering their pubic area with their hands. The gopis talked among themselves at this time. O Sakis, we have been defeated by our own words. If we delay any longer, some other man may come along, and then we will be sunk in an ocean of shame. Our desire to touch Krishna's body has become even stronger and cannot be put to death even by drowning in the water. Therefore, it seems our fate has been written on our foreheads, and we can do nothing to change it. Therefore, yielding to Krishna's demands, we must put aside our embarrassment, send our obstinacy to hell, and close our eyes. In that darkness we will cover our bodies and rise up from the water. Thus assuring each other that there was no other alternative, the gopis rose out of the water to meet Krishna. Text 18. Bhagavan ahata vikshya shuddha bhava prasadita skande nidaya vasamsi Prita Provachasasmitam. When the Supreme Lord saw how the gopis were struck with embarrassment, he was satisfied by their pure loving affection. Putting their clothes on his shoulder, the Lord smiled and spoke to them with affection. Vishwanath. Krishna became very satisfied, prasadita, to see the pure unalloyed love, Shuddhabhav, of the gopis, who on his order had given up all shyness, which was worse than death for those respectable girls. Krishna put the gopis' clothing on his shoulder out of greed to smell the fragrance of their bodies lingering on their clothes. By doing this, Krishna showed his love for the gopis. Krishna thought, out of love for me, these gopis have done something which is very difficult for any woman. But there remains something even more difficult, and I wonder if they can do it. Now let me test the power of their love. Krishna then smiled affectionately and with great boldness advised the gopis, O gopis, you have said that you are my servants, and that you will follow my words. Now I am going to test you. If you come out of the water and stand before me, I will give you your clothing along with my body, mind, and soul. Text 19. Yuyam Vivastra yadapodrita vrata vyaga hataita tarudeva helanam padvanjalim murdjan yapanutaye tem hasa kadva namodho Vasanam Pragriyatam. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, You girls bathe naked while executing your vow, and that is certainly an offense against the demigods. To counteract your sin, you should offer your obeisances while placing your joined palms above your heads. Then you should take back your lower garments. Vishnath. Krishna said, "Oh, you have made a great offense. By bathing naked in the water, you have definitely offended Varuna, Dev, or Narayan." Gopis, "What is this? This is a local custom. Being very young girls, we have made no offense." Krishna, "For those performing vows, bathing naked is certainly an offense to the Lord. Considering that the fruits of their Katyayani Vrata had become nullified, Nishval, the gopis became afraid and they said, 'Oh, we have made such an offense and now we will not get any results? Since we have failed in our vow and have become completely mortified, we might as well just give up our lives right now.'" Seeing that the gopis had performed such severe austerities, that their bodies were pale, fatigued, and shivering, Krishna thought, "Oh, I should be compassionate and prescribe some atonement so these gopis do not give up their lives." Then Krishna said, "Oh, slender-waisted gopis, don't be afraid. The Shastras proclaim that all women are servants of Narayan. Gargamuni has also said that I am similar to Narayan in qualities. Therefore, I am now your Narayan. To nullify your offenses to Narayan, you should face me and offer respects to me. Then you can take back your undergarments. Since I am a man, I have no business with the undergarments, ado vasanam antariya vastram," which is in the verse, "of women. But I am going to keep your upper garments and use myself as shawls." When the gopis simply lowered their heads as an obeisance, Krishna said, "Oh no, offering respects with just the head is inferior." When Krishna saw them then using one hand, he objected again, "This is also inferior." Thus, Krishna made the gopis hold both hands together in prayer. When Krishna saw them folding their hands, but keeping them below their waist to cover their private parts, he said, "Offer your obeisances with your palms joined above your heads." Text 20. Yachitena bihitam brajabala matva vivastra pavanam vrata chutim tatpurti karmas tadashesha karmanam sakshat kritam namor avadya mrigyata. Thus the young girls of Braj, the Brajavalas, considering what Krishna Achyuta had told them, accepted that they had suffered a fall down from their vow by bathing naked in the river. But they still desired to successfully complete their vow, and since Lord Krishna is himself the ultimate result of all pious activities, they offer their obeisances to him to cleanse away all their sins. Vishnath. The gopis thought that the results of their vrata should not be lost, even if they had to sacrifice their modesty. Therefore, they decided to simply surrender unto Krishna. When Krishna had pointed out that bathing naked was an offense, the gopis decided that their vow had become useless. Desiring to attain the results of their vrata, however, they offered respects to Krishna, who bestows results of all actions, what to speak of this vrata. The gopis said, if to each other, if we satisfy Krishna, who is the sum total of all results, then what else remains to be gained? Someone may argue with the gopis, however, and say, gopis, you may gain the results, but what about the sin you will incur? This verse answers that question by saying that Krishna is the purifier of all sins, avadya mrig. Thus there can be no fault for those who obtain the mercy of the Lord. In Krishna book, Prabhupada comments in this verse 20. The Brajagopis were all simple souls, and whatever Krishna said they took to be true. To be freed from the wrath of Runadev, as well as to fulfill the desired end of their vows, and ultimately to please their worshipable Krishna. They immediately abided by his order. Thus they became the greatest lovers of Krishna and his most obedient servitors. Nothing can compare to the Krishna consciousness of the gopis. Actually, the gopis did not care for Varunadev or any other demigod. They only wanted to satisfy Krishna. Text 21. Tastata vanata dristva bhagavan devaki sutta vasamsi tabya prayachat karanastena toshita. Seeing them bow down like that, Devaki Nandan gave them back their garments, feeling compassionate towards them and satisfied by their act. Vishwanath. Krishna then gave back all the gopis' garments rather than just their undergarments, because he was pleased that they had done as he wished. Text 22. Tridam pralabdas trapaya chahapita prastobita kridana vachchakarita vastrani chaiva paritanyatapyamum nanab tanabhya yasuyan priyasanga nirvrita. Although the gopis had been thoroughly cheated, deprived of their modesty, ridiculed, and made to act just like toy dolls, and although their clothing had been stolen, they did not feel at all inimical towards Sri Krishna. Rather, they were simply joyful to have this opportunity to associate with their beloved. Vishwanath. Even though the gopis were treated contemptuously, they still acted favorably toward their beloved by doing what would have been impossible for others to do. And astonishingly, the gopis became blissful by this. The gopis had been deceived to the extreme by Krishna's words criticizing their nakedness. After forcing them to give up their modesty, Krishna mocked them, insisting that they come to get their clothing. He made the Brajakumaris dance like puppets, Kridanavat. When Krishna said, I am telling the truth, this is not a joke, the gopis did not find fault with Krishna, nor did they criticize Krishna when he told them to hold their folded hands above their heads as atonement. Though all this was done to them, the gopis felt blissful because they got to meet their beloved Priya. They actually became even more attached to Krishna for doing all these things. The conclusion is that when one is considered dear, Priya, whatever that dear one does is experienced with pleasure, even if it gives pain. The Prabhupada comments that the attitude of the gopis showed here in this Gopi Vastraharana Leela, this attitude is described by Mahaprabhu when he prays in Shikshastakam. Ashlishyava parvatam panashtamam adarshanam marmahatam karotuva yata tata va vidadatulam pato mat prananatastu sevana paraha. My dear Lord Krishna, you may embrace me or trample me under your feet, or you may make me broken-hearted by never being present before me. Whatever you like, you can do, because you have complete freedom to act. But in spite of all your dealings, you are my Lord eternally, and I have no other worshipful object. This is the attitude of the gopis towards Krishna. Text 23. Paridaya savasamsi prishta sangama sanjita grita chitta no chelus tasmin lajja yitekshana. The gopis were addicted to associating with their beloved Krishna, and thus they became captivated by him. Thus, even after putting their clothing on, they did not move. They simply remained where they were, shyly glancing at Krishna. Krishna. Just as Krishna had stolen their clothes, he had also stolen the gopis' minds and their love. This verse describes the gopis as the reservoir of prema. The gopis interpreted the whole incident as proof that Krishna was also attached to them. Otherwise, why would he have gone to the trouble of playing with them in this way? Krishna had overcome their shyness and forced them to come out of the water naked. But now, having dressed properly, they again became shy in his presence. This incident increased their humbleness before Krishna. They did not want Krishna to see them staring at him, but they cautiously took the opportunity to glance at the Lord. There is a suggestion that the bashfulness pervaded their bodies more than even previously. Text 24. Tasam vigyaya bhagavan sapara sparsha kamyaya drita vrattanam sankalpam ahadamadaro bala. The Supreme Lord understood the determination of the gopis in executing their strict vow. The Lord also knew that the girls desired to touch his lotus feet, and thus Lord Damodar Krishna spoke to them as follows. Krishna. At this juncture, the gopis could have said, O Krishna, O topmost enjoyer of loving exchanges, we have now obtained the fruit of our vow because you have created this extraordinary fraud. By that, you have driven the very life air out of our bodies. Then again, by your mercy, we have become fully satisfied. By making us come out of the water, you have used various clever devices to insult us in every way. Then, after draping our garments over your wonderful shoulders, you gave them back to us along with the jewel of your own heart, as expressed in your words. In response to this, we can only give you our bashful glances. Therefore, because we are simply foolish girls, We cannot discern whether this pleases or offends you, since you know perfectly well the differences of time, place, and person. You should please speak whatever you desire to say. We immediately go home upon hearing that. Desiring to answer them, the Supreme Omniscient Lord then spoke in three verses. Text 25. Sankalpo vidita sadbhyo bhavatinam madarchanam mayana modita soso satyo bhavitam arhati. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, O saintly girls, I understand that your real motive, your sankalp, in this austerity has been to worship me. That intent of yours is approved by me, and indeed it must come to pass. Vishnu. Krishna said, O chaste women, though out of modesty, you have not mentioned that your real purpose, sankalp, in worshipping me, manarchanam, was to please me, but I know and accept it. Because your desire was pure, it will be fulfilled. Since I am controlled by prema, nothing is impossible for my premi bhaktas to attain. At this point, Bhagavan's kripa shakti, mercy potency, made the Lord's power more evident among the gopis. Though the power was still under the control of prema and subject to the pastimes, by this power Krishna understood the gopis were performing austerities in the worship of Katyayani to attain him, and thus he gave them the results. Gargamuni had said that Krishna was similar to Narayan, but now the gopis thought of Krishna as Narayan. Text 26. Namaya veshita di namaya veshita diyam kama kamaya kalpate bhajita kvatita dana prayo vijayaneshate. The desire of those who fix their minds on me does not lead to material desire for sense gratification. Just as barley corns burned by the sun and then cooked can no longer grow into new sprouts. Vishwanath. Krishna said, if someone worships me impurely or improperly, I can make that offering pure because I am full of good qualities. What then to say of your absolutely pure desire and pure love? The desire of one absorbed in me does not lead to material desire for sense enjoyment, because the object of love is the topmost spiritual entity. It results in the disappearance of material desire, just as barley corns roasted in the fire can never grow new sprouts. Text 27. Nitabala Rajam Siddha Mayema Rams yata shapa yarudishya vritam idam cheru aryar chanam sati. Go now, girls, and return to Braj. Your desire is fulfilled. For in my company you will enjoy the coming nights. After all, this was the purpose of your vow to worship Goddess Katyayani, O pure-hearted ones. Vishnath. Bearing in mind that the most auspicious time for a lover's first tryst is the night, Krishna speaks like this to the gopis. Krishna said, O women, although you are perfected beings, you have taken the role of sadhakas to increase the sweetness of my pastimes in earth. In the near future you will enjoy with me and thus fulfill the purpose for which you undertook austerities in worship Durga, O pure women. Text 28. Sri Bhagavana Vacha Itya Dishta Bhagavata Labda Kama Kumarika Dhyayantyas Tat Padam Bojam Krichtran Nirvivishur Rajam. Shukadeva Goswami said, thus instructed by Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the young damsels of Braj, their desires now fulfilled, could bring themselves only with great difficulty to return to the village of Braj, meditating all the while upon Krishna's beautiful lotus feet. Vishnath, it was very difficult, Krichtrat, for the gopis to return to Braj. Why? Because Krishna had already stolen their hearts, eyes, and other senses. Gopi Vastraharana Leela Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 This chapter 22, Krishna steals the gopis' garments for the unmarried gopis. There are many names of Krishna given here to describe him. One is Krishna, one is Govinda, and they all have different meanings in relation to the pastime. There's Krishna, Govinda, then there's Shyamasundara, then he's called Dharmagya, and he's called Bhagavan. And he's also called Achyuta, and Devaki Sutta. He's called Preshta Sangama and Damodar. Very beautiful names of Krishna related to this pastime. How he's infallible, he's all attractive, he pleases the senses, he can only be bound by love. And he never fails to reciprocate with the love of his devotees. If the love of the devotee becomes as pure and innocent and as surrendered and detached and simple as the Vishuddha Prem of the Vrajagopis, then surely one will get the full mercy of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.